Sometimes, getting out of your comfort zone is not a bad thing. Other people enjoy the vibrant zest of the outside world. Not me. I am a picture of a homebody. While majority of the population find enjoyment beyond their doorstep, I find mine inside. It is indoors where I content myself with simple pleasures. Within the confines of my home, I never have to worry about my own well-being or the scrutiny of other people. Next weekend, lunch would be spent enjoying German cuisine and beer. That was the plan made over the remains of a greasy Kamayan feast and 9 bottles of flavored soju. Well, I say plan, but it was more my dad and his best friend talking about the restaurant and my tipsy aunt loudly making the plans for us. My dad asked me if I wanted to come along. Anxiety sparked in little bursts within me. I hesitated. I drawled. I'm not really into beers. The beers are not bitter at all, he assured me. Plus, there are flavored ones like mango and passion fruit, and there's always non-alcoholic drinks. You don't have to drink. He knew me too well. I hesitated for a few moments. In my mind were all these million worries that I knew, with some degree of certainty, would happen if I were to come along. Still, I recognized the opportunity to bond with family I've not seen in a while. Against what I felt was my better judgment, I agreed to come along. What have I done? The next week, I made my way to the Rocks where the restaurant was. Whether by nerves or impending addiction, I stopped by the Starbucks to get a cold brew. This was minutes before lunch. When I arrived, I was berated for my choice to potentially spoil a good meal, but I simply shrugged and daintily finished my coffee. After a brief stint with the host who looked straight into my eyes and asked for my identification, we were sat outside. It was the perfect location for a beautiful day. While the sun shined and the blue sky rolled on above us, we had a basket of buffalo wings to start. As someone with the palate of a child, I did not enjoy the low-level heat that blazed a fire on the tip of my tongue before traveling all the way down my throat. The blue cheese dip did nothing to alleviate the pain. But it was delicious, so I dared to eat a few more pieces. The tasting platter we ordered next contained juicy crackling pork belly, tender roast pork knuckle, a trio of flavorful German sausages, delicious, moist chicken schnitzel, creamy mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, red cabbage, apple compote, and beer juice. It was salty, saltier than what's healthy, perhaps, but it paired great with the beers we ordered, which was disappointing. Uh-huh. I came along with the expectation of trying out some fruity beers, but the waiter informed us with polished regret that there were none available because of importation issues. I had to make do with a normal German beer, which was good. My dad was right, it wasn't as bitter as I expected. I didn't have to suffer for long, though. We were about a tankard and a half in when we realized that the restaurant served apple cider. There was an overwhelming consensus on ordering it for the next round, and thank God we did. It was the freshest, crispest, and sweetest cider I have ever tasted. It tasted like actual apple juice, and that is a dangerous thing. I could easily have had 5 or 10 more tankards of that and risk passing out cold in the middle of the day. For 3 hours, we sat there eating, drinking, and talking about things only middle-aged people would talk about. A cool breeze would waft in occasionally, cooling my glowing and heated face. Over time, patrons queued at the entrance, waiting for their turn at the food and alcohol. As the only person still not in the group of middle age, I could only listen to the conversation as I people-watched. One topic revolved around family gossip. I saw a couple that wore matching outfits in the queue. The conversation moved on to death. I witnessed one table gift a liter of beer to the table next to them, all laughter and smiles. More family gossip. I helped my aunt post Instagram stories about the amount of beer she's consumed. In between these moments, I'd cast my mind back to my comfortable home, lamenting that I could be having better time chilling and not doing anything. My energy dwindled with my rapidly declining sobriety, and within the span of a couple of hours, I was already at the level of done. Yet, as I listened and participated in the conversations around me, I realized that these people, my family, were people I saw very rarely now. At this point in our lives, chances to meet like this are numbered, an hourglass now running down to its final grains. Not only is it important to be present in the moment, but to also appreciate that such moments are still happening at all. Bursting with beer, food, and conversation, we walk through the Rocks. We weave through the markets, enjoying the sight of gorgeously packaged homemade food, clothes, baubles, and trinkets. Behind a line of heritage buildings in Playfair Street was Foundation Park, home to the ruins of what used to be dwellings of the typical 1800s Australian family. I almost told the group to make a stop, but our stroll was so relaxed that a little hike would have ruined it. By this point, the levels of my energy were below normal. My feet started to drag a little. When the family decided to make the Gillian Chocolate Cafe our next haunt, I couldn't be more grateful. The goal of the cafe was coffee, but somehow we ended up sharing two plates of dessert. "You choose," my family said to me, "whatever you want." It was meant to be a playful command, but as someone who is hyper-focused on the happiness and satisfaction of others, I took on the assignment with seriousness and inflicted unasked-for pressure on myself. There were so many desserts displayed. How could I choose something everyone would like and something I could eat? The task was arduous, but I got it done, ordering an opera cake and a strawberry dome concoction. The pastries are decent, but the coffee leaves something to be desired. That didn't put a damper on our conversation, which seemed to go ever more morbid. It was here that I recognized the gap of experience, 20 or 30 years of moments that served as lessons of the real world. I suppose for me, I still have a thin veil of naivete I'm not ready to shed just yet. We stayed for another hour. I watched as the narrow cafe filled with bustling visitors. The buzz of conversation grew louder. The sheer amount of people squeezing into such a small amount of space gave me an uncomfortable feeling. At home, I would have had more space to move around. But again, I gradually forgot the feeling the more I focused on the people I was with and everything I experienced in that moment. Any normal person would think that was enough for food. More than enough. But for some mad reason, everyone agreed to make one final stop at a Baskin-Robbins. Lunch, at that point, had barely digested. The coffee and dessert still sat on top of it. We made the trek to the shop, our steps considerably slower and heavier. At this point, the sun began to set. A dim shadow veiled over the sky, chasing away tails of sky blue, purple, orange, and pink. Though night approached, the amount of people seemed to increase. But with the open air absorbing all sound, the noise around never goes above a buzzing murmur. If any person would like to know another, an ice cream shop is a good place to start. Everyone in the group chose their own flavors. Me and my monkey brain chose a purple-pink concoction called Fairy Floss. I expected bubblegum for some reason, but all I tasted was sweet and ice cream. At least the waffle cone was good. We walked the path towards the opera house as we struggled to finish our cones. We were met by a little sea of Indian Australians wearing traditional wear. Almost all the women wore sari in bright, beautiful colors and designs. The men were sleek and regal in their sherwani. There seemed to be an event of some sort, with the crowd hailing from the opera house itself. The sheer beauty was a treat to the eyes. As I walked among them, I so badly wanted to ask what the occasion was. I probably should have. It might have been an opportunity to learn something, but my discomfort of bothering strangers for my own desires stopped me. I contented myself with simply watching them laughing and having animated conversations with each other. The ends of their clothes swayed with the breeze, almost lending color to the evening. The final stop for the evening were the Opera House steps, which we sat on to rest. Sydney on Saturday night was alive. It seemed to breathe music, lights, and the very soul of humanity that seemed to clamor for something beyond existence. I wouldn't have known this if I had opted to stay inside my house. Yes, I would have put on Netflix and vicariously lived in the real world through fictional characters, but in that evening, in that moment, I was living in the real world. Not like a main character, but simply as a human being. And so, sometimes, getting out of my comfort zone is not so bad after all.